Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, as you heard, President Bush this week criticized Congress for what he said was their inability to deal with the big issues now facing the country. But in the same day, the president made those allegations, the House, as if to show him up, actually passed two important bills. Please, if you can, name just one of them.
One of the important bills that they passed.
To show that they're on top of our problems.
Wait a minute. This is some kind of trick. What day did the president speak, Peter?
The president spoke, if I'm not mistaken, on Tuesday.
Oh, let me break out my congressional record then. Can I have a hint of some sort? Just because Tuesday was such a...
Well, one of the bills, we don't have the final copy, but it read something like, whereas this nation is approaching the warmest season, which will hence be known as a time for all Americans to spit seeds all over the place.
The Welcome Summer Bill. The Welcome Spring Bill.
No, not quite. More specific.
The
Summer Fruit.
Oh, the We Love Watermelon Bill.
Exactly. Yes. They passed a bill designating National Watermelon Month.
Yes.
And...
Was it a bill or a sense of Congress resolution?
No, this is binding legislation,
friend. Oh, okay.
Our congressman ran on this.
This is the law of the land. In addition, not just that, just to show how busy they are, they also passed a bill creating National Funeral Director and Mortician Recognition Day.
And what day is that?
Whatever day it is, I suggest you stay inside. Roy, the saga of the Army Corps of Engineers in New Orleans continued this week after a TV station in the city showed that newly rebuilt flood walls had been filled with what?
Well, this is going to sound bad, but I'm sure it's a lot better class of paper than we would think. It's just paper, shredded paper.
Actually crumpled up newspaper is what they used. You may remember what happened to the city of New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina when the flood walls and levees failed. It was bad. Uh-huh. It was bad.
Yeah.
So, of course, it was pretty important to rebuild those flood walls and levees better than they were. Sadly, it looks like we're going to have to hope that the third time is the charm. A TV station caught a government contractor stuffing a newly built flood wall with newspapers rather than the rubber insulation the specs called for.
Oof.
Spokesman said it wasn't a problem, it was just a money saver. Besides, everybody knows that newspaper is surprisingly flexible, except, of course, when it gets wet. But how could that happen?
Yeah. And, you know, newspaper and rubber are almost indistinguishable from each other. Anyone who's ever let their kid have a newspaper ducky to play with in the bathroom.
Yes, exactly.
Or driven on tires made of the Daily News. No, that's...
We're going on a date. Be sure to bring your newspapers.
Oh!
Adam, police in King's Somborne, England, are on the lookout for a brazen thief and a massive crime spree. The bandit has returned four times in the past 2 weeks to a man's yard just to steal what?
I'm going to go with garden gnomes.
Garden gnomes, no.
No, flamingos.
No, even stranger.
Rutabagas.
No. Oh, you're getting there.
Oh, carrots. Broccoli.
Mm. Yes! Ah! A single head of broccoli each time. Poof, disappears. Oh. Cereal plant thieves often have a type, and the one on the loose in King's Somborne, England, is very, very specific. He has returned four times in the past 2 weeks under the cover of darkness.
I could imagine what that police sketch was like.
Ah. Anyway, whatever.
So, did his ears look like this? No, longer. Longer ears.
Whoever is doing it.
And you show his teeth were that long. Oh, pronounced front teeth.
Couldn't really see his nose. It kept wiggling.
All right, we'll post this picture up at all the pubs around town.
Whoever has been stealing this broccoli has been coming by, stealing a single head of broccoli from gardener Frank Fahey. Fahey naturally responded by calling the police, and the police, with apparently little else to do, opened a full investigation into the matter.
Ooh.
Quote, one would hope somebody carrying several large heads of broccoli would be noticeable in a place like King's Somborne, where there's not much crime. That was a town spokesman. The chief of police, a six-foot rabbit named Sonny, just shrugged. Paula, we are always looking for proof that the rich simply have too much money. We may have found it. Swiss watchmaker Romain Jérôme is offering a new watch, which sold out in its first 48 hours on the market, despite costing $300,000. The watch's big feature is that, unlike every other watch ever made, it does not do what?
Tick.
No.
I thought that was it. That's
Talk.
A good answer.
Tell time.
Exactly.
Oh.
Wait, so it sold out in the first 48 hours?
Yes.
How did they know?
Exactly.
They had to ask somebody wearing a Timex.
The $300,000 watch, Night Day, has two incredibly complicated handmade mechanisms. One tells you with its little dial when it is day. One tells you when it is night. Other than that, pal, you are on your own. Apparently what a watch like this says about the people who now are wearing it proudly is that, you know, they don't need to care about the time. They're powerful enough that people just wait for them. The company also sells a $500,000 watch made from material salvaged from the Titanic. Next up in their product line, a line of $100,000 suits so finely and beautifully made from nanofibers that only other fantastically tasteful people can see them.